Could you call Richard Nixon a Peckerwood or a cracker?
Well, I guess we could. That would fit good as anything.
I guess so. Have you ever used terms like hillbilly, redneck?
Yeah.
Referring to what?
Like singers and musicians and hillbillies. Usually, where they come from, hilly country.
Yeah. Uncle Mike, what do you call a child that's born to racially mixed parents, one black, one white?
Half breed, I reckon.
Have you heard them called anything else?
No, not that I remember. Mixed race, maybe.
If you work for someone, what would you call him?
Well,
how would you address him?
He's address him as a boss, I guess.
If you weren't using his last name? Say Mr. or Master?
Mr. So whatever his name is.
Have you ever heard the niggers use anything that's different than the whites?
Well, they're usually about the same.
Is an older nigger? Perhaps
the niggers
have.
Boss. Old master.
Mm-hmm. White people who aren't well off haven't had a chance at an education in the life, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work. What would you call them?
Sorry.
What else?
I've heard them referred to as white trash.
Does it make any difference if they're town people or country people?
No, it wouldn't make no difference.
What do the niggers call them?
Well, sorry white folks. Trash.
Someone who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
How would town people refer to him? Children might say, look at that old
countryman.
What about people, somebody that came down from the mountains, they'd be a hillbilly? What if somebody came from the swamp?
Well, I guess they'd be a swamp rat.
How about from Sand Hill Country?
I don't know what.
How about Piney Woods? Have you got a term for?
Yeah, there's Piney Woods people.
How about Red Clay Country?
I don't know about that. They never have lived close enough to it.
How